Completing the Square 10 Minute GCSE Podcast. Hello and welcome to this GCSE Further Mathematics Podcast on Completing the Square. I'm so glad you're here because this is one of those topics that can feel tricky at first, but once it clicks, it becomes an incredibly powerful tool in your mathematical toolkit. Today, we're going to explore OCR specification point 2.4, Completing the Square. This isn't just about manipulating algebra for the sake of it. This technique unlocks the secrets of quadratic expressions, helping you find turning points of parabolas, solve equations, and even understand the shape and position of curves without needing to plot dozens of points. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the core concepts, walk through the method step by step, highlight what examiners are really looking for, and finish with some quick-fire recall questions to cement your understanding. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive in. Let's start with the big question: what actually is completing the square? At its heart, completing the square is a way of rewriting a quadratic expression, you know, something like x squared plus 6x plus 5 into a different form that reveals hidden information about the graph. Specifically, we transform it into the form a times the quantity x plus p squared plus q. Why does this matter? Because this completed form tells us immediately where the turning point of the parabola is. The coordinates are negative p, q. Notice that crucial negative sign on the p-value, that's a mark loser if you forget it. Let's work through the method. I'll use the expression x squared plus 6x plus 5 as our example. Step 1. If the coefficient of x squared isn't 1, factor it out from the first two terms only. In our case, it's already 1, so we can skip this step. But remember this. It's essential when you see something like 2x squared plus 8x plus 3. Step 2. Take the coefficient of x that you set the 6 and halve it. 6 divided by 2 gives us 3. Now we write x plus 3 all squared. This is the heart of completing the square. Step 3. Here's the clever bit. When we expand x plus 3 squared, we get x squared plus 6x plus 9. But our original expression only had a plus 5 at the end, not plus 9. So we've added an extra 4. To balance this, we must subtract 4. So x squared plus 6x plus 5 becomes x plus 3 squared minus 4. Let's check. Expand x plus 3 squared to get x squared plus 6x plus 9, then subtract 4 to get x squared plus 6x plus 5. Perfect. Always expand your answer to verify you haven't made an error. Now, what does this tell us? The turning point of the parabola y equals x squared plus 6x plus 5 is at negative 3, negative 4. Remember, the x-coordinate is negative 3, not positive 3. The sign flips. What about when the coefficient of x squared isn't 1? Let's try 2x squared plus 8x plus 3. Step 1, factor out the 2 from the first two terms only. We write 2 times the quantity x squared plus 4x, then plus 3 stays outside. Step 2, inside the bracket, halve the coefficient of x. That's 4 divided by 2, giving us 2. So we write 2 times the quantity x plus 2 squared. Step 3, when we expand x plus 2 squared, we get x squared plus 4x plus 4. But we only had x squared plus 4x inside our original bracket. So we've added an extra 4. Crucially, this 4 is inside the bracket, which means it's actually being multiplied by the 2 outside. So we've really added 2 times 4, which is 8. To compensate, we subtract 8. Our expression becomes 2 times x plus 2 squared minus 8. Then plus 3, which simplifies to 2 times x plus 2 squared minus 5. The turning point is at negative 2, negative 5. And because the coefficient of x squared is positive, this is a minimum point, the parabola opens upward. This is where candidates often lose marks. You must multiply that subtracted constant by the factor outside the bracket. Examiners see this mistake constantly. One more crucial point. If you're asked for the least value or minimum value of an expression, that's simply the q value in your completed form. You don't need calculus, just complete the square and read off the answer. Right. Let's talk exam technique. Completing the square questions are typically worth 3 to 5 marks, and the mark scheme is very specific about what earns credit. You'll get a method mark for factoring out the coefficient of x squared correctly, but only from the first two terms, not the constant. You'll get another method mark for halving the coefficient of x and forming the squared bracket. Then an accuracy mark for correctly subtracting the square of p, remembering to multiply by the factor a. And finally, a mark for stating the turning point coordinates with the correct sign. Common mistakes? Number 1, forgetting to multiply the subtracted constant by the factor outside. Number 2, giving the turning point as positive P instead of negative P. Number 3, stopping at the algebra without explicitly stating the coordinates when the question asks for them. Top tip, use large, clear square brackets when factoring out a coefficient. It helps you keep track of what's inside and outside, and it shows the examiner your method clearly. And always, always expand your final answer to check it matches the original expression. This takes 10 seconds and catches so many errors. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question if you need to. Question 1. What is the first step when completing the square if the coefficient of x squared is 3? Answer. Factor out 3 from the first two terms only. Question 2. If you have x squared minus 10x, what number do you add and subtract to complete the square? Answer. 25. You have negative 10 to get negative 5, then square it to get 25. Question 3. In the form a times x plus p squared plus q, what are the coordinates of the turning point? Answer. Negative pq. Don't forget that negative sign. Question 4. True or false, when asked for the minimum value of an expression, you need to use differentiation. Answer. False. Just complete the square and read off the q value. Brilliant. Let's recap the essentials. Completing the square transforms a quadratic into the form a times x plus p squared plus q, revealing the turning point at negative pq. The method, factor out the coefficient of x squared from the first two terms, halve the coefficient of x, form the squared bracket, then subtract the square of that half, remembering to multiply by the factor outside. Always check your work by expanding. Always watch those signs, and always state coordinates explicitly if the question asks for them. This technique is worth mastering because it appears across GCSE and A-level mathematics in solving equations, sketching graphs, and even in calculus later on. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, mathematics is a skill you build through repetition and reflection. You've got this. Good luck with your exams.